There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Now, joining us in the studio, as always, on a Sunday afternoon, we have Jasper Hope from Dubai Opera. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
You look chipper today, if I may say so.
Well, start of the week, full of energy. I had a relaxing weekend with no shows, so ready to go again.
All right. What did you get up to at the weekend then that was relaxing?
Well, family time.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I was at Motion Gate with the kids.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday. And then there was a Scandinavian, Swedish kind of Christmas fair at the Norwegian Siemens Church over in Bird, Dubai, which was really nice.
Wow.
All full of Christmas decorations.
It's different, isn't it?
Get
it
into
is.
The mood.
I haven't done any Christmas fairs yet.
No, me neither.
But I was in a shop yesterday where they kept playing Christmas music. First time I've heard Christmas music this year.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, is it everywhere now, is it?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, we're going to have to start playing some Christmas
music. Yeah, we'll have to get our tree up in the studio as well.
Speaking of music, we've been promising people an announcement from you, Jasper.
Okay.
Who's it going to be? Who's coming and when are they coming?
All right, can I count you in? 3, 2, 1.
So this time, the announcement is a pianist and a composer, an incredible musician. He is coming to Dubai Opera on the 9th of February next year, and his name is Ludovico Einaudi.
I got to tell you, when this was announced in the meeting that we have upstairs, Danny Norton from the News Centre squealed.
He did,
with excitement.
Because when Danny, we were both away on holiday, and Danny was one of the presenters. He suggested to Jasper that you should bring this guy.
We had a wish lists episode, and he was top of Danny's wish list. So this one's for you, Danny.
Where is the top of my wish list, Jasper?
Ryan Adams will be with us soon, I promise. We're after them all.
Yeah, we ain't seen Barry Manilow yet either, have we? But never mind.
Give us time.
Now, we had a chat with Ludovico earlier on in the week, and he told us a bit about his musical background whilst he was growing up.
I come from a half musical family because the musical side is from my mother. She was an amateur pianist, but herself coming from a musician's family because her father was a conductor, mainly opera conductor, and also a composer. So I grew up with my mother telling all the stories of his father in all my childhood. We had at home a piano that was mainly played by my mother, and when I was a child, I started to take piano lessons, first playing with my mother and with my sisters for fun, and then I started to study with a teacher. My mother was playing the classical pianist repertoire from Chopin to Bach and Schumann. Then at the same time, I was introduced to other kind of music from my older sisters that were listening to popular music. So there was the piano of my mother, and in the other room there were bangs from the Rolling Stones and Jimi Hendrix. And so I was introduced to very young into a quite wide range of styles and sounds.
So some of his music on in the background right now. He has done scores for some TV shows that I know a lot of people in Dubai have watched, because it was practically a group of us would all get together every week and talk about what was going to happen next.
Right.
Dr. Foster.
Right.
It was a great show.
Yeah.
He's also done the music for This Is England and Dr. Zhivago.
The TV version. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a lovely player, and it's kind of, you wouldn't label him classical, would you? Would it, you know, pure classical, Jasper?
No, not kind of classical. He's very contemporary, very modern sound, but wonderful technique and just beautiful music. And because he writes it all himself, you can absolutely tell it's all from inside him. And whether it's to accompany a film or a TV series or just a piece of music, many cases with a beautiful video, he's known for some fantastic images that go along with the music. And if you go onto YouTube or Google him, have a look at what's out there. It's really fantastic stuff.
Absolutely stunning.
It's beautiful, isn't it? He also told us about what he's heard about Dubai Opera.
Well, I know that it's, of course, it's quite a recent architecture, and I know that it has a great acoustic, and so I heard only the spectacular description of it, and so I'm very happy that because I always love to discover new theaters and opera houses and places like this for just experience the acoustic and of course the audience. That I'm sure it will be very mixed and interesting.
Jasper, have you seen Ludovico before?
I have. He has sold out the Royal Albert Hall a few times in my time alone.
Really? Piano, it's got to be top-notch for a guy like this. I want to ask you a little bit about your resident piano at Dubai Opera. What have you got?
Sure. Well, we have a number of pianos in the house to use for both rehearsal, for the studio concerts when we need them, and then for the big concerts. So the main one, the Dubai Opera piano, is a Steinway.
Oh.
It's a Model D, which is the concert grand. It is tuned all the time. It is maintained all the time. It has its own little room under the stage where we keep it temperature controlled. It's very, very special piece of equipment. So we have to look after it.
Oh, that sounds like a well looked after piano, Steph, doesn't it?
It does. But I always imagined that famous pianists would travel with their own piano. I don't know why, but musicians normally travel with their own tools, don't they?
Yeah, not in the case of pianos. They don't really fit on the planes quite so easily.
I've never thought about this before.
If any of your kids ever take up an instrument, get them to take up the flute. It's a lot easier to carry about.
But what, would it not be weird playing someone else's piano?
The thing is, at this level, the quality of the pianos is so good, and the specifications of the pianist. So we can tune the piano to whatever frequency they're comfortable playing. So when they get to sit down, they have to get used to the instrument. It's not identical. It's not like it's come off the kind of factory floor and every single one is precisely the same, but they are very, very similar. And the sound that comes out is very similar, and it's what the artist will be used to immediately as long as we set it up right for them.
Are there several tuners in Dubai, piano tuners?
There are not many, but there are enough. So obviously we have to tune in advance of the artist getting there. We have to tune on the day before rehearsal, after rehearsal, and potentially, depending on how much time, before the show itself. But we have enough of a supply of tuners.
Yeah.
Well, if you are tempted by this concert, Ludovico Einaudi.
Einaudi.
Einaudi, like I'm an Audi. Einaudi. Okay, if you are tempted, when we come back, we'll hear what he's got in store for us at Dubai Opera. Right, now, he's a man who has written the scores for many films and for television shows, some that you will have seen, Dr. Foster, Dr. Zhivago.
Yeah, and film-wise, This Is England, The Intouchables, Water Diviner. That was Mr. Crowe, wasn't it?
It was an Australian film,
yeah,
though, wasn't it?
Yeah, Russell Crowe was in
it. That was at DIFF last year.
Water Diviner, and also Insidious.
And you can see him on the 9th of February at Dubai Opera. We are talking about Ludovico Einaudi. We've got Jasper with us from Dubai Opera. Very excited about this. I didn't know how excited I was going to be until we started looking at some of his music and finding out a bit more about him.
Yeah, even if you don't know the specific titles that he's written or released or the films for which he's written, once you hear that music, you just close your eyes and listen, and it kind of comes over you as a wave of wonder. It's just beautiful, beautiful stuff.
We asked Ludovico when we spoke to him what fans can expect musically from his performance at the venue.
Well, it will be a concert with my group. We are six on stage, and there will be a repertoire from my recent works, like Experience and In a Time Lapse, and then music from previous repertoire, like Di Venire, I Giorni, and so it's quite a voyage into the music that I've been writing in the last 20 years. And moments also, there's a part, like a central part of the concert that is in solo, and the rest is with the group.
How old is Ludovico, Jasper, roughly?
I would be guessing, but I would say mid-50s.
I've got it here. Everything at hand. Born November 23rd, 1955. So
you could have worked that out, though, 55.
In his 60s. Early 60s.
60s, yeah. Not too
so
far
looking
out.
Good for his age, then, in that case.
He is looking pretty good. I mean, he mentioned there that he's playing with his band on the stage at Dubai Opera. Here's a little clip of him with the band. Thank you.
got to jump in, but I could listen to that all afternoon. It's absolutely gorgeous, isn't it?
Totally stunning.
It's captivating. And once again, give us that announcement.
So Ludovico Einaudi, Friday the 9th of February 2018. Book your tickets quick at dubaiopera.com. There is an early bird running from today until the 10th of December.
And we've also got an incredible tenor singer just next weekend. So tell us about that.
Baritone, even.
Baritone.
Slightly
yeah.
lower.
And the baritone.
The quite extraordinary Sir Bryn Terfel is coming to Dubai Opera for the first time. He is singing in recital, so him and a pianist. He is a stunning artist, just brilliant. I like him so much. His voice is so rich, so warm, so wonderful, and he'll be with us a week from today.
Let's have a listen to that voice singing live here at the Proms.
Dare not go to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chase from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless.
What a voice, eh?
Yeah. Just so much power and such a lovely man. I have to say, I've been working with him 20 odd years and he's just a star in all regards.
Yes. I have a question for you, actually. You said someone would be playing the piano for him.
Yes.
Will that be Ludovico's piano they're playing?
It will be Ludovico's piano, the very same.
Yeah. If that piano could tell stories, eh? So I asked Sir Bryn what kind of repertoire he's putting together specifically for the Dubai Opera show.
Most probably, I'm looking back at my career. So it could be some operatic arias from the Bad Boys, the misfits and malcontents of the operatic stage. I was singing a tribute to John Charles Thomas, who was a very famous radio presenter, opera singer, music theatre singer around the Depression of the American time. So, and he had wonderful hits like Home on the Range or the Green-Eyed Dragon. Lord's Prayer was written for him. Is dedicated to the memory of John Charles Thomas. So these are things that I would perform, some Welsh songs, most probably some songs from the musicals, maybe some Schubert and some Schumann. So it's which singing teachers I've worked with, it's which conductors, which operas were my first debuts. These are the little things that I might bring into the recital.
Just remind us of dates, Jasper, when we can see Bryn Terfel.
So Bryn Terfel is a week tonight, the 3rd of December.
Oh, can I just tell you, because I think this is a nice thing and I think you'll like it. I bought a new dress just for Dubai Opera yesterday.
Just for
really?
Bryn Terfel?
Yeah. No, not for Bryn.
Just for the oysters?
No, for general, every time I come.
Brilliant.
So you'll be in the same dress every time you go to the OSPA?
We won't mention it. We just look forward to seeing it.
No, it's fine, right? Yeah.
Yeah, this is another little example of his voice when he was playing for Sting's 60th birthday party.
He went and did Sting's 60th birthday party.
He did, and he sung a Police song. Have a listen.
Wicked. What should we ask Bryn to do for us at Dubai Opera when he's there, do you think?
Oh, we are the champions.
Stairway to Heaven.
Thriller. I was thinking a bit Michael
right,
Jackson.
Okay.
No one went for women. Guess he's a bit low, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jasper, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
See you next week. Or maybe not, actually, because we're on holiday next week.
I will be getting ready for Bryn and you're on holiday.
Yeah, we'll see you the week after.
See you the week after.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.